Continuing now with Sif Katan Mem Gimel in Siman Tafai and Gimel here. And Yachzor Ach Arishon Rishon, in the first one's listed in regards to the Marer, Mishuhu Chayle, a Yitznis, one who is sick or is very particular. Mutulor Likach Mi'eze Min She'orev Allah B'yoyser, he can take any one of these five types of Marer, which for him is the easiest to eat. V'gam yoichal hakezayis ma'at ma'at b'chdei shir achilas pras. He should eat it within the time frame of k'dei achilas pras, which we said l'chadchila, the place can bring down, try to eat the kezayis within 2 minutes. There are places who say up to 3 minutes. There are even those places who say up to 4 minutes. Other shitas as well. The maker adin yoitzi b'zeh, person can fulfill his mitzvah like this, kilakaman, as we'll see in Siman Tov Ayin Hei Sevav. Vim gam ze ef shaloi bibnei briusoi, al kopanim yoich la ma'at o yiloiz befiv zecher tam eridus, ach lo yivorich al ze. Now, he says, if the person is not physically able to eat it in this time frame, he should at least chew it up and eat it in his mouth, this maror, but don't make a bracha, because he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. So that's for a person who's not able to do it according to the Ikmaker Adin. He says further, now we're in the Ramah. What happens if there's a situation, and I'll say, Rachman al-Islam, a person can't find the real maror. He can't fulfill the mitzvah properly. He does not have one of these vegetables, says the Ramah. Yikach lano, oishar yerek mar. Now I'm going to need some of your helps over here. I need your help over here. Wormwood. What is wormwood? Anybody know? Because I don't. But
it's a bitter root from which they derive the beverage absinthe.
Beverage
absinthe. Is a
absinthe.
Kind of liqueur, which is
okay.
Rather dangerous. It affects the brain.
Okay. That's why I stay away from it. I don't even know where to get
bitter,
it,
but it was in the Tanakh. Of a roast, or bitter things, or
something. So that's a wormwood. Is okay, right. It is a bitter. Okay, it's a bitter.
Vermouth, which is not as potent as distilled vermouth.
Okay, so that's this lano. One should take lano, this bitter herb. You're saying basically,
yeah.
Okay, or any other vegetable that is mar, bitter. Sif cotton mem dalit echad me elo hayirokas. It's a loymar chamisha and iskarm leil. We can't find one of these five. Sif cotton mem hey yikach lano. Ayin be'er aloch. The be'er aloch goes through a whole discussion about this lano. Memvav, oishar yerek mar, or any other type of bitter vegetable. Haynu oyisom, sheyesh lehem, simanim hamuskarim b'shas lein emarer. We should try to take a bitter herb, bitter vegetable, that has the signs that are mentioned in the Gemara. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav tells us, which is found number 59 in the Dershu edition, that shelezeicher ba'amot toiv sheyoychal kol yerek acher sheyesh bo miriris la'ivar chalav. If a person can't find a bitter herb, take something, the bitter herbs that are mentioned, that is, that we're supposed to do l'chatchila to fulfill a mitzvah, take some type of vegetable that has a little bitterness to it, don't make a bracha of al-achilas maror, and eat it as a remembrance to the maror that a person would eat. She'eroi l'achila, further in the Mishnah Brura, that's the edible, the yeshlo israf, what are these now? He's mentioning the simanim, the signs that are mentioned in the Gemara. It has sap. Perush, keshechaitchin oisoi, when you cut it open, yoitze bimkoim chituchoi, moiha lavan kecholov. You have in a place where you cut it this liquid, this white color liquid, the sap. Uponov machsifin, and it's a grayish appearance. The hainu sha'allah shaloi, its leaf, ena yoroik mo'oid, it's not so green, ka'allah habit solem, like the leaves of the onions. Ushar yirokos or other vegetables. It looks a little whitish. I mean, komokoim, these are once again the signs of which we could use for the maror. I mean, komokoim, lenin baruch. In regards to making the achilas maror on these vegetables, lo yivarech aleim, don't make a bracha, do not make the bracha. Bibnei, she'ein on the bikin, kolkach v'simanam elo, because we are not experts on these signs, exactly what these obligations are to use for the maror. Now we are switching topics in the Ramah to that of the charoises. Charoises, we just finished the maror. We're all thinking, oh, I always like the Charoises. Now, as you mentioned, a mistake that people do by the Seder, which is a little difficult, you know, you want to eat some food. It's been a whole Erev Pesach that you might have had a lot of potatoes, a lot of fruit, and you want some good tasting Charoises. So they take the maror, and they take that big serving spoon, and they pile it on to the maror. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. You could do that maybe later during the Shulchan Aruch, during the Suda. We're supposed to be dipping the maror into the Charoises. Now, how do you make the Charoises? So this is the recipe right now. The Rama says, Charoises yase of, make it thick. Why? Zechelitit, as a remembrance to the mortar that we, B'nai Yisrael, were forced to make these pyramids and the mortar we had to use. Afterwards, you put some vinegar, or yayin odoim, or red wine, zecher ladam, as a remembrance to the blood. As we know, the Midrashim tell us that the women were forced to work as well. They gave birth to the baby, and they were forced to take that baby and use that baby as a brick. These are words which we say, Baruch Hashem, we can't relate to it, but we have to think of what that really means. And this is the whole conversation which we know with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe said, what's going on? You know, these are little infants. And we know he took out one of these babies. This was Micha, who was responsible for the impetus of making that, one of the main characters of making the chet, the egel. But nonetheless, they covered up that baby until that baby was not hurt anymore, until that baby died. He was part of the bricks. Zecher to the dam, to the blood, and that hardship. Further, v'oisin ha-charoises mi-peiros, shenim shelo behem le-Yisrael. We make the charoises from the fruit that we, Klai Yisrael, are compared to, kagoyin tapuchim, apples, we use apples, ta'enim, dates, egoizim, nuts, rimoinim, pomegranates, ashkedim, almonds. Now, of course, those who have members of the family or people are present are allergic to nuts. We don't say, oh, we have a mitzvah to use this. We don't use nuts. Or else, you have to be nuts to use nuts. Okay. But nice and love tavlin. And you put spices. Could go in kinamoin, cinnamon. Zangvil, ginger. Had doimin letevin, which is similar to the straw. Show you megablin boy hatit, that you used to mix up the tit, the mortar with. If you go to the spices section in the store, you'll find cinnamon sticks. There are those who actually put cinnamon sticks in their charoises as this tev in the straw. Now let's see the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Zayin. Yase av, you should make it thick. V'yaseyu mi erev yontif, make it before yontif. V'im shachach, and if you forgot to make it before yontif, mutu la'asoyis ab yontif, you are permitted to do it, to make it on yontif. Memches, if called memches, ma'at chaymitz, a little vinegar, ashel yayin. What kind of vinegar? Vinegar made from the wine, or yayin odom, or red wine. Kidei l'raki chayisoy, to make it softer, via zeichel adom, and should be remembrance to the blood of the Jews in Mitzrayim. Now, what happens if Pesach is on Shabbos? Imchal b'Shabbos, if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, yitin boy hamashim er Shabbos, make it before Shabbos. What's the reason? Because of the iser of losh, of kneading on Shabbos is an iser deraisa, one of the lama test malachas, we are not permitted to knead. Vim shachach, if you forgot to make it before Shabbos, ayin leel sim shin chof aleph, sevav, sif tez vav, tez mishnah brura, sham sif katan samaches. Now, over there, he tells us that when you make the charoises on Shabbos, Pesach Shabbos, and you didn't do it beforehand. So he says over here that he brings from the Ramah, Shaladas Ramah, bringing that from the edition number 61. You cannot put the liquid into this charoises, all these ingredients, unless you make it a beli losa rak, unless you make it a soft, liquidy texture. For af yishane ba'ifen hanesina, you should also deviate from the way that you make it. You should put the charoises into the wine, Yariv bets boy, and you should mix it with your finger. That's on the Shini as well. Okay, we'll continue now with the Mishnah Brura to finish up where we're up to here. Sifkod memtes. Kegoin. Tapuchim, you should put apples in there. Al Shema Kosov, as it says in the Pasuk, Tachas Tapuch Ayraticho, underneath the apple tree, I aroused you, referring to the Noshm Tzidkonius, the righteous women in Mitzrayim. V'chein, the Jewish people, of course. V'chein, Sharei Peiros, Kulam, Kesuvim, V'Shir Hashirim, the other fruits as well. The ingredients for the Charoses are listed in Shir Hashirim. Ushkeidim, why do we use Shkeidim, the almonds? Al Shem Sheshok HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaKeitz Lasayis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly brought the Geula, the redemption. We know our almonds. Shaka literally means diligent. Literally means diligent. Here we're referring to the shkedim, the almonds, and we know the almonds come very quickly. We know we just had the parsha with Korach. Why was it specifically the almonds or as a simin? Because we know they shoot up quickly. I think the Aruch Haim Kodesh discusses this and others, and also to come to show the Mefarshim explain in regards to Aaron, whoever attacks the kahuna, Hashem says you will be punished right away. That's so here. That's the shkedim. Sifkot nun, and we'll finish with this for today. Hadoyim l'tevin, they would use the cinnamon sticks. She'ein nidoichin heite v'heim aruchim, because they aren't crushed up well and they're long. And in Sifkot in number 62 of the Dirish, he explains from the stipler that the custom was mitamazeh says the stipler not litchoin es akinamon v'ginger l'charoisis. Basically, the stipler explains you should not crush up the ginger or the other items, but rather you should have it like sticks and stalks. This way it looks more like the tevin. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem, with Siv Vav.